with your hosts, Jordan Mills, Matt Pfeffer, and TJ Nokar. This is the Fifth Line Podcast.
Cromwell with a shot they made. Follow-up hit! Oh, what a save by Sergei Bobrovsky!
And there's going to be a fight. Gold Kraut! Oh, he just unloaded with a right hand right into the kisser of Milan Lucic! Here's Ryan Johansson with a puck down low for Boone Jenner, and he scores! It's tipped to the neutral zone. Foligno's got it. Comes in, shoots to the empty net, and he scores! A hat trick for Nick Foligno! Down to Jack Johnson, backhanded shot, and he scores! And I got two words for you! Game over!
What's going on, everybody? Welcome in to the Fifth Line Podcast. Per the usual, we're joined here by TJ Nokar, Matt Pfeffer.
Yes, and I'm back. Go first this time.
You did.
That's all right. Age before beauty.
And yours truly, Jordan Mills.
You just said age before beauty. You're older than me, so you should have went before me.
Sorry.
Jordan's back.
Jordan's back. I went on a little hiatus.
I just said
from our
stupid
one podcast that I was not a part of.
Yeah.
You guys didn't tell me you were doing it.
Oh,
thanks.
Yeah, sure.
Leaving me out.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's
leaving
okay
me out.
Hey, it's okay. We found a suitable replacement in Kirby Reichel, so.
Yeah, honestly, I would just, if you can get him every podcast, you know, that's fine with me. It's a lot better replacement.
Well, he's in Cleveland, so we can call him.
Yeah, all right. Well, lots happened since the last pod. One being the Jackets have won a game.
Several games.
One game?
I was just still on our last one against Philly, which
see,
was
I said something stupid. Sorta, yeah. All right. We all say something stupid once, so if you guys want to keep track.
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right. 1-1-0 right now. TJ hasn't said anything yet.
Oh.
Give it time.
Give it time.
Before the show's over, Matt will be beating us by like three or four times our numbers.
I can already guarantee you that. I just won't say it as often this time. I'll just save it all for, like, the end. How about
so
that?
So, in other words, let's hit the mute and keep going?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yes. Sounds good to me.
All right.
But, yeah, Jackets are doing pretty well. We had a very disappointing loss in Montreal. We pretty much played, you know, toe-to-toe with the best team in the National Hockey League.
We played
and
very well.
I don't know why I'm doing this with my arm. I can't see it, though. But I have it raised in the air as I talk.
Pretty much. I mean,
yeah, we played toe-to-toe with Montreal, one of the best teams in the league, and it just slipped away at the end.
And if you see Jordan, he's clutching his fist.
I like to use my hands.
Yeah, we're Italian all of a sudden.
I'm like Ricky Bobby. I just don't know what to do with my hands.
But yeah, no, that game, I think the Jackets.
First NASCAR reference.
That's not even real NASCAR. It was a fake movie about NASCAR.
There was NASCAR in it. True. That counts.
But that Montreal game, I mean, the Jackets pretty much controlled, like, 55 minutes of that game? I mean, all except for, I mean, a bad penalty that came at the end of the game that ended up being the deciding factor.
Yeah.
I mean, they played fantastic all night.
Yeah, and that was just we did dictate the tone of that, and that was kind of great to do that in Montreal for once, to finally dictate what was going on in that game. But, yeah, it just happens to us for some reason. We always take those dumb
penalties. There was something missing out of that game. A second goal that was assisted by Foligno, because if he would have picked that up, Gordie Howe hat trick. Because not only did he score, but I don't know if you guys noticed, but there's this poor kid with the last name Ballou, and he just went rubber legs in a bout with Nick Foligno. There's been plenty of video out there of it.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He actually stood his ground longer than Clifford did earlier against LA this year. Because he took a couple punches, and then Foligno knocked him out. And I was like, okay, good job.
Did we have a podcast since the Pittsburgh game?
No.
No, I don't think we did.
I honestly can't think we did.
But my God, what a game.
That was
the atmosphere was amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
I felt like I was back at 2014 playoffs.
Yeah, because normally, and, you know, this isn't a knock on our fans, but normally when Pittsburgh comes to town during the regular season,
it is half and half.
During
that game.
It was probably like 75-25 CBJ fans. And anytime you heard Let's Go Pens, there was people right around them starting CBJ to shut them up.
They killed them every time they tried that chant. It was dead immediately. But that game in itself, I mean –
Well, it was the chippiest match I've seen in a long time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, there was It was a yard sale. There was gloves, there was sticks all over the place.
It literally reminded me of the playoff series. And like they say, good rivalries can, you know, spawn from a good playoff series. And it looks like that's what's happened. Every time we play Pittsburgh, it's like this now.
Yeah. And Pittsburgh tweeted the artillery in preseason. Because I made fun of one of their gifts they posted. And I said, when you try too hard to – I forget what it was. Like, just – I quote tweeted it, and I said, when you try too hard to tweet or something. Because it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
And they responded with, when you try too hard to start a rivalry. And my thought was, we're not even trying. It's just here. It's happening.
Yeah.
And I actually I screenshotted that and posted that during the Pens game. And I made sure to tag the Pittsburgh Twitter. But, I mean, I feel like they're not accepting it as a rivalry right now.
No, no. They're
like, they're just the Blue Jackets. You know, we're not going to accept them for this rivalry.
I always will believe that their rivalry is still with Philly because that's the in-state thing.
Well, the best part is now they get smacked around from 3 hours on either direction.
Yeah.
Us and Philly have them pinned right there in between us.
Well, not just that, we're closer than Philly. If you think about it, I know it's the Battle of Pennsylvania, but we're closer. And so a lot of our fans are almost like intertwined. Like you got a lot of Pittsburgh fans that still live in Ohio, and you got Blue Jackets kind of spread out across the state. And it's so funny to watch these guys like, oh, you guys are a rivalry. Do you realize how many times we beat you recently? You know, I understand that you beat us in the playoffs. We'll take that. You know,
how many times we beat them now? Like recently,
we owned them. I think we only lost one game to them last year. Is that correct?
I feel
like it's like the 6-7 or something like that.
Yeah, it was during one of our bad stretches that we had last year. We might have went
like 3-2-0 against them. I think they went 2-2-1 technically because we beat them in overtime once. Yeah. But then this season we're 2-0 on them.
Yeah. And so, like, you know, you can't sit there and say that this is not a rivalry because our fans are going to your place and you guys are coming to us.
Yeah.
And it's because we're so close. Like, you want to do the track across Philly, go for it because that's not a fun trip. From Pittsburgh to Philly.
It's a long state.
It's a long
state. Not to mention, if you take the turnpike, that is pricey out there. I take that turnpike every time I go back to Baltimore, and it is not cheap.
Right. Yeah. So this is your rivalry now. Like, I hate to say that, you know, you want to talk about the New Yorks and all those, that's fine. But Pittsburgh, recognize Columbus is now your rival.
Absolutely.
And I mean, you got to deal with
it. If they don't want to accept it, that's fine. We'll just be that little thorn in their rear end that reminds them every now and then,
right,
we're here, we're not going anywhere.
And Eugene Malkin, he needs to learn how to fight.
Who's Eugene? Is that his cousin? Evgeny? There goes number two for Matt.
Eugene Malkin.
How about this? Let's start calling him Eugene. Let's do that.
I mean, I could see how you could possibly see it in the way it's spelled or the way it looks.
It's almost like one of those like mind.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll give
Eugene.
Let's call him Eugene.
Another game
hilarious, though.
I mean, we had a great game against Florida. It came down to a shootout. I mean, I think they still played really hard during that game.
Yeah, 2-1 loss to Florida. That was a bummer. Very bummer. No, but we did play. I mean, Florida's a good team this year, so, you know.
They're a decent team. And you got to remember, the coach on the other side and Derek McKenzie, they know us.
Yeah, they do.
And so that was a hard one to take. And we played so flat. Like, it was so bad. Like, you could tell somebody was missing. Hint, hint.
Who would that be?
My boy, Scott Hartnell. He took that bad penalty. He was the one. He was a culprit that took the bad penalty in Montreal.
It was bad. It was very bad.
Yeah, but Torts did say that he didn't scratch him because of the penalty.
Yeah.
Right. And his play has dropped off, and I have proof and stats.
We will get to that.
And we will get to that.
Yeah.
But what happened is just like you could tell there was no jump. And it was almost like they were in like a daze. And I'm like, guys, and like Torts said in the post game, you didn't respect the opponent tonight. And it looked like it. They weren't respecting the Florida Panthers. They just like, oh, well, they don't even fill up their building.
I mean,
that doesn't mean they're a bad team. They're just not filling up their building.
I mean, granted, we didn't get the second point out of that game, but at least there's no longer a goose egg at that overtime loss section.
It took us a while to get there, but we got there.
Because we've only played in, like, two overtime games now, one of which was the Pittsburgh game. And I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And we ended up ending that pretty nicely. Cam Atkinson with a nice overtime winner there. And then the shootout is the only other one we've had so far.
Yeah.
So
that was only our second one.
I think we set like a record or something for the longest start in a season without going to overtime.
Yeah. If we would have won all those games that we lost, we'd be looking really good right now.
Or if all of those games we lost went to overtime before losing, we'd be in great shape.
Yeah, we'd be a lot better shape we are now.
If we hadn't torpedoed in the third period – We would have been in that nice little L column, OTL column, is that what you want to call it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's OTL.
All right, so yeah, Jackets have been turning it on lately. Great win against Philly. Probably one of the most complete games that I think we played all season from pretty much every aspect, defensively, offensively, grit. You know, everything that there was everything you wanted
more
in that hockey game.
More discipline in that game, too. I don't think there was a whole lot of penalties or at least a lot of dumb
penalties.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, the biggest thing that I saw were passing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like our passes were complete nearly all
We had an actual offensive flow for once.
Yeah.
Like, we were dumping pucks like we always do, but we actually triangulated in a way. Like, we almost, like, we ran, like, this old, like, maybe basketball pyramid.
Yeah.
And it worked perfect.
Power play still needs some work, though. The entry into the offensive zone on the power play is still killing me.
Yeah. Yeah, they seem to struggle. It's, like, the puck, the defense just pokes it away every time.
I know. But you know what? Our PK's still up there.
Yeah.
Penalty
kill's phenomenal so far this season.
I know. I mean, torch reform, hashtag.
Yeah, absolutely. But, hey, when we come back, we're going to talk to the man behind Boone's Goons, or one of the men behind Boone's Goons. Dennis Kelly is going to join us here on the podcast. We'll be right back.
March with us with the official Columbus Blue Jackets app presented by T-Mobile. Get breaking news, real-time game updates, live radio, seat upgrades, and more. Plus, now high school and college students can access Rush tickets on their phone. Just download the app and select CBJ Student Rush in the menu. Tickets start at just $15 and include a free offer from Papa John's. Go to BlueJackets.com/rush for complete details.
Welcome back into the Fifth Line Podcast. And for the first time ever, we're making history on this podcast because we have technology.
We do.
We can actually call people into the podcast. So we might randomly call you one time, so you got to be ready to talk hockey. But we have brought on to the podcast half of Boone's Goons. Mr. Dennis Kelly is here. Dennis, welcome in to the show. Woo!
Hey! I thought I was calling Mike and Mike. What happened?
Well, you got the next best thing.
Well, first of all, if you don't know, it's late at night, so Mike and Mike are probably in bed by now because they have to be up early.
Yeah, don't they do like the 6 o'clock is when their show comes on?
So I would say they probably get 12 hours of rest easily.
Goalies probably need it. Yeah.
Speaking of sleep, shouldn't Dennis? I mean, him and Matt both should probably be
in
bed right now.
Why are you guys not in bed yet? You guys gotta get up early tomorrow for your breakfast buffets
before they go play like a badminton or something like that, or
shuffleboard. It's always shuffleboard.
Well, I can't go to bed yet because Emma Stone's on TV, so you know, Zombieland.
Oh my god, that's our best one.
We used to talk about zombies all the time. I mean, there was always Walking Dead references on
here. Zombieland is the movie that I can watch over and over and over and never get sick of watching it. Hey, we have common ground now, Dennis.
Bill we F. do.
Emma Stone. Look at that. Emma Stone brought us together.
Emma Stone brought us together, and next year you're going to go see Duran Duran with me, so I'm going to introduce you to that. I don't know.
Can't wait.
Are you going to take me to a Waylon Jennings concert?
You got to stop, Dennis. Jordan's losing all of his cool points right now.
I'm taking you to a NASCAR race, and you're going to cut off some jean shorts.
We can watch the NASCARs.
NASCAR cars. Get it right.
They're NASCAR. God. They're not
NASCARs.
They're NASCAR.
So NASCAR is the name of the sport. It's not NASCAR. It's NASCAR car.
So before this gets way too out of hand, I'm going to go ahead and switch us over to what we got Dennis on here for.
I don't even know what Dennis is on here for.
We're here to talk about.
Why did we even call him?
Why did we call you? I don't remember.
Oh, my goodness.
We had like five cancellations before we got to you.
We moved you aside for Dancing Kevin. I mean, come on.
I'm just kidding. That was a lie. We heart Dennis.
No, but we're here to talk to Dennis about Boone Jenner.
Boone.
You guys are only – you and Jim are only two of like the biggest Boone Jenner fans out there.
For people that don't know who you are and who you and Jim are, please explain, because this is the first time you've been on the pod. We tried to get you on the pod. We've had some technical difficulties. But who is Dennis Kelly, and who are Boone Goons?
Dennis Kelly is a guy who likes the Blue Jackets and happens to have a lot of free time. and Boone's
like us
Boone's all. Goons is a direct result of that. It was something that Jim and I started. We didn't really know a whole lot about Boone Jenner, but we really dug the name. And Boone's Goons, the whole goon thing, that just rhymed. And we thought, let's play around with this for a couple of weeks and make people laugh and we'll be done with it. And that's all it was. It was just Photoshop stuff to make people laugh. But then Greg May got a hold of it and started talking about us. DKM started talking about us. And Jeff Rimmer mentioned us during a game broadcast after Boone scored a goal. And we started noticing that people were following it. So we spent a long time trying to figure out what to do with it. And we figured, well, you know, let's do what some of the other people are doing. Let's see if we can use it to benefit the team or the fan base or whatever. We took some cues off the CBJ artillery.
I wouldn't, because we're still trying to figure out what we should do.
Yeah. Exactly. This podcast, we're still 20-something episodes in and still trying to figure out what we're doing.
What does this button do?
that's dangerous, very dangerous.
Now, if you guys don't know, Dennis is actually one of the first followers of the CBJ artillery.
Yeah, he's one of the originals.
Yeah, that poor guy. He's been around for way too long.
It's only been 2.5 years.
My God. 2.5 years of early mistakes.
We just got through potty training on Twitter, okay? Yeah. Now we're graduated.
We quote some of our stuff. We cite our stuff now.
Yeah.
Well, that was the first thing we learned. Good Lord, you don't cite something, you get ripped to shreds.
Man.
We learned a lot of things. DKM is who really inspired our tweets, you know.
Yeah.
Speaking of DKM, might we also mention that Dennis is one of the guys whose voice you hear in some of the DKM parody songs that are done.
Yes, they gave me a gig. Dennis has the voice of an angel.
Yeah.
I mean, how many?
Fergie and Jesus.
How much more could you want than a beautifully sang song about the equipment man?
Yeah. Can you give us 5 seconds of that song right now? Go.
Well, you know, my throat's kind of a mess.
Oh my gosh.
It's late.
You gotta give the people what they want, Dennis.
Listen, you are unpaid talent. You will do what we say. You are unpaid talent.
When you texted me earlier, I was with a friend of mine. We were at Pints and Pies in Worthington.
Pies
and I was like halfway through a large margarita pizza and my third beer.
I was there last, 2 days ago. I had the chicken Gouda pizza.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
So that was my first time there. I'd heard of it, but never been there before tonight.
Well.
And I give it a thumbs up.
What about California Pizza? You ever been there, Dennis? Huh?
Where?
California Pizza.
Pizza Kitchen.
Well, that
was our first ever contest.
Yeah,
that
and
Dennis won.
Somebody did not use their prize.
Unbelievable.
It's still sitting in the drawer here in the kitchen.
And it's clearly expired.
All this food talk is.
But it's also a keepsake of one of my most wonderful memories being a fan of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
There you go. Just frame it. You know what? I'll come over and sign it for you.
You know, you could have redeemed it. And then, like, ask for the card back as a keepsake, you know?
Yeah, it's okay.
The food is making me hungry for some Boone Jenner talk.
Let's transition into
Boone. So, Dennis, did you by any chance hear Mr. Don Cherry's comments about Boone Jenner?
Don Cherry? Yes. Somebody had tweeted that out, and I heard the comments.
You came prepared for this one. Look who came prepared.
I saw it. You know, he's pretty kind to Boone Jenner, but the thing about Don Cherry is, can you really listen to what he's saying and not really?
Half the time, I can't understand what he's trying to say. So.
We deal with that.
Well, it's
on
not
every
necessarily
podcast,
the
DJ.
Voice; it's the suits.
Of course, I can't get my suits.
This yellow black thing he had on, you know.
Yeah, in
just,
case you guys
wow.
don't know, Dennis is like the local fashion guru when it comes
to
fifth
God.
Liners.
The biggest croner I've known in my entire life.
You must wear a jacket, and it must have a pocket square in it.
But honestly, I mean, like, you got to admit, it was very crutastic of him to wear that jacket in that particular segment. Yes, it was. Because maybe underline, he was rooting on the Columbus Crew, who just recently lost the MLS Cup.
I think he was. And I need to tell the Crew fans out there something. The reason they did not win is because they do not yet have a Boone Jenner-style player on their team. Once they find that.
You realize this is soccer, Dennis, and that they can't just go around throwing massive body checks into
and
people.
The second somebody Why would not? Touch a soccer player, they would be on the ground for 45 minutes complaining.
That's just my opinion.
So I think if every single sport had a Boone Jenner, that would automatically make that particular team that much better. Yeah. I might be biased.
You might be a few years too late.
But while we're talking about making a sports team better, Boone Jenner has been pretty much one of the major bright spots on this team this year. I mean, 11 goals, 5 assists, leads the team in a lot of stats right now. How happy are you guys that your man Boone there is really kicking it up a notch this season.
We're thrilled and we're actually happy for him because this is the kind of season he wanted to have last year, but it didn't get to happen.
Yeah.
You know? So he's finally getting that. He's taking advantage of a lot of good rebounds and some other stuff, and he's leading the team in hits too, I think. And this is the season we were waiting for, and this is the season he was waiting for. And this is the season his mother has been waiting for, probably too. She, you know, she, if you know, every time his mother comes to a game, he scores a goal.
That is very true.
Well, why is she not in the stands every game?
I was asking around. Can we get them a season ticket plan, please? You know.
Yeah. I mean, she could probably bunk up with Boone and Murray.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, Mom and Jenner though, she's great every time she comes here to visit.
She's so nice.
We can set them up in a farm. You know, I know they're farm kids, so we can find a farm for
plenty
them.
Of farmland out here.
It's fair. I mean, this is Ohio. Hello?
I mean, anybody that knows Columbus, Ohio knows that it's just corn.
Yeah, exactly.
It's corn.
There's nothing else here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and cows. We have cows.
Yeah, corn and cows.
Jordan could probably put them up in one of his, you know, barns where he keeps the NASCARs at. You know.
Okay, Dennis. Okay.
We do have. We do need an artillery NASCAR car. A NASCAR car.
I had a barn when I lived in Lancaster, so I know all about the barns.
We both grew up with pool barns in our backyard.
We did, and we had corn behind us and cows in front of us, and I smelled nothing but cow poop every morning.
That is very true. We all did.
Yeah, America.
America.
There's always way too much NASCAR and country references in this. Anything exciting coming up for Boone's Goons that we should know about, or are you guys kind of keeping some things a secret?
We have, first of all, we had to reschedule a Goons Gathering watch party date. We were originally in Lancaster on the 26th of this month.
But Jordan filled up the barn with his NASCARs, and you guys couldn't use the location.
Sorry, guys. I got to put them somewhere.
I accidentally kind of double booked. I told my mother about a month ago, yeah, I'll come home for Christmas. Completely forgetting that I had scheduled a party, you know, because I'm 42 years old and I'm starting to lose it. So a few days ago, I realized what I did, and I was like, well, crap. So I can't cancel on Mom, so I had to postpone the tour date. We are rescheduling Lancaster BW3, January 8th, Elvis Presley's birthday. Be there.
Yeah, that's so important. We need to know that that's Elvis Presley's birthday.
And you need to work on your pronunciation of Lancaster. It's Lancaster.
Exactly.
I'm not from around here.
You're from West Virginia.
I went to school with people named Lancaster, and that's how they spelled it. So Speaking of Boone Jenner, let me get this one thing in here. Speaking of the Goons tour.
I'm holding up a sign. Five seconds. So go.
Speaking of the Goons tour, if anybody's up for it, join us in London, Ontario, Canada on April the 2nd. We're doing a very special Goons gathering up there with the family.
Nice.
We're going to take some T-shirts. We're going to have a big, massive party. We'll have more details
on it
later.
That's not too bad of a drive, is it?
That's a pretty good drive. We're going to make a little mini vacation out of it. That's about 5 hours.
That's not bad.
What could be more fun, though?
That's not bad at all.
Go make a drive up north to Canada, hang out with the Jenner family, watch some hockey.
Yeah.
Once you cross up through America's cesspool, Detroit, you take a right turn, and then you're almost there.
I thought that was Pittsburgh.
They're one of them the same.
Yeah.
You go north, you go east, you're either way.
It's all just a mess.
Yeah.
It's all north, though. Yeah. That's
all
what
north.
Counts.
But, yeah, so
definitely
check out the Boone's Goons little jackets tours they've been doing.
Yeah.
Do you have any plugs?
Plugs? I will plug. Everybody should go to NHL.com. Follow the prompts and the buttons and everything to the NHL All-Star Game voting. And vote for Boone Jenner or any Columbus Blue Jacket. But in particular, your leading goal scorer this year, Boone Jenner.
And for the love of God, stop voting for John Scott.
There's
always one guy that everybody votes for. Yeah. No, he also has a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
that's
YouTube. You also have Instagram.
Yeah.
Boone's Goons is on YouTube. Boone's Goons is on Instagram. And speaking of Instagram, Jim runs that Instagram.
Yeah.
That's his and his alone. Jim wanted me to tell you, we're going to have a very special contest coming up here pretty soon. It's going to be Christmas related, and the winner of this contest is going to get an appearance on Goon Television sometime in the future. Whenever we figure out,
I'm still waiting on my invite,
guest.
But about to say. I'm still
You're still the first
guest.
Okay.
All right. You promised me.
But we have to learn how to perfect this show first. We did a pilot episode, and it stunk up the joint, but we'll get it right.
Hey, error, trial and error is what we do here best here. So.
Yeah, we're still doing that.
We're not tech guys, you know. We're security guards, so it's all new to us. You know?
Fair play. But like I said, we appreciate you coming on. The producer's in my ear telling me we got to wrap this up, a.k.a. TJ. And like I said, thanks for coming on. Follow these guys at Boone's Goons on Twitter, Instagram, and on YouTube. Dennis, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Yep, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, that was Dennis Kelly of Boone's Goons. When we come back, we're going to wrap this podcast up. We'll be back on the Fifth Line Podcast.
March with us during the holidays and give the perfect gift for the Blue Jackets fan in your life. Give them what they want with the Blue Jackets Holiday Pack. The Holiday Pack includes three tickets, a limited edition Blue Jackets scarf, Ohio Health Chiller Skate Pass, and a bonus ticket on us. Mix and match the tickets to games that fit your schedule. For complete Holiday Pack details, visit bluejackets.com/holidaypack.
Welcome back into the Fifth Line Podcast. We're going to close up this show with a game of rapid fire. Cue the explosion. Rapid fire, just name one player and name why and explain why you picked this player. Somebody that has impressed you this past week. Matt, we'll start with you.
This past week, this whole season has been obviously my favorite, Scott Hartnell. Of course, Saturday he had a breakout game. One goal, two assists, plus one on the game. This season, 10 goals, 9 assists, 19 points. And
leads the team, actually, in points.
Yeah. And so, and 3 power play goals, which is key because we haven't been really good on the power play. So, I think he's stepped up. He had, you know, the kind of so-so game. Actually, the last 5 games have been kind of bad for him until Philly. So, that's why he sat out during the Florida game. So, I get where Torts went with this, but I really believe that Scott Hartnell right now is kind of our MVP.
Okay, TJ.
I'm going to go with the captain, Fliggs. He's stepped it up for us lately. He's in his last 3 games alone, he's got 3 goals and an assist, not to mention that nice fight he had against Montreal. And, I mean, it's just been a matter of time before he really gets going. And I know coming into the game against Philly, that's all we were kind of hoping for, was that he gets those couple of goals in and starts that scoring mentality. And Philly's one of his favorite teams to score. And I think he scored more goals in Philly than any other team in the league by a large margin. So I'm going with Foligno.
All right, I'm going to go with Sergei Bobrovsky.
We got to work on that.
Bob, did I? It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't. Wasn't quite Greg Murray-like.
Fine, I'll work on it.
Bobrovsky! There you go.
That's Jay Onright, though.
Yeah, but we can do that. It's
all right.
Okay.
Anyways, Sergei Bobrovsky is back. He's hot. He's the number one cop on the force. He's back on the case. He is. He has a .947 save percentage. In his last 11 starts, he's also 7-3-1 in those last 11 starts. So Sergei Bobrovsky is back. He's hot, and he is the reason this team is putting together some wins.
I would like to eat Tim Hortons with him.
Okay.
That is so random.
Because sure. He's the number one cop on the force. They eat donuts. Think about that. But he is Russian, so they like
Okay,
bagels.
Matt. Great. Thanks. That was great.
Hey, you know what? I'm allowed to add my 2 cents, and I think that's great. Who doesn't want to eat with the number one cop on the force? Who doesn't?
You know, I mean, Bob's been playing strong, though. Over the last 5 games, he's given up no more than 2 goals at the most in a game. And the 2 games he did that were both losses. But when we're losing games and you're only giving up 2 goals, that means the goalie's not the problem.
Yeah.
Bob's
yeah.
been playing great. There's other areas that need to be fixed right now. Because yep. if your goalie's only giving up 2 goals at the most right now, there's no problem there.
No. He's doing his job.
He's doing what Tort said he hopes to do, that he doesn't focus on the goalies, because if the goalie's doing their job, then he just needs to worry about the rest of the team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But anyways, that was rapid fire. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Fifth Line Podcast. Shout out to Dennis Kelly from Boone's Goons. Make sure you give those guys a follow. Until next time, I'm Jordan.
TJ.
He's Matt. Oh, well, I mean, you kind of slipped it in there.
Yeah, I did.
I'm Matt.
He's Matt. That's TJ. Thanks for joining us
on
the Fifth Line Podcast. We'll see you next time.
I'm Matt.
Keep the Fifth Line hot.
There you go.
He's Matt.
I'm Matt.